I'm a massive fan of the Bake Off. I absolutely adore it every single year. Noel Fielding and Sandy Toksvig are doing a great job hosting it, I think. I never thought Mel and Sue would be out-hosted, but they're fantastic. And this is a spoiler alert in case you didn't see it. I'm now speaking to the baker who went home last night from just across the Irish Sea in Wales. Hello, John Jenkins. How are you?
I'm not too bad. I'm actually feeling very good, even though I went out last night.
I am shocked and appalled that you went out last night, having made probably a cake with the greatest design of all time, a leopard print cake.
Well, it's got to be, especially when it's vegan week, you do a leopard print cake with also a sheepskin cake on the top. That was a fine point for me. I like doing that.
Where do you get these mad ideas? Because almost every week you manage to incorporate either your children or whales into your bakes.
Yeah, it's just when they were doing it, they were always saying, try to put your personality into it. And I just had a big list of things, and I thought, right, I've got to try and get all these in. Now, when I was doing that one, I was like, right, only fools and horses. Only fools eat horses. I thought, perfect title. So I had to go with that one then, didn't I?
You were bowing down to the vegans. You're like, no one would eat a horse, guys. It's not gonna happen. And you did make it to week 7. So were you happy, or did you expect to go further?
At the time, I was quite relieved to go out because I was getting so tired. But the run-up to yesterday, I just wished I'd gone further, you know. But last night, down the pub, all the support I had, the social media going crazy, I just felt absolutely amazing. So I was happy. I'm a very happy week 7 baker, I got to say.
And when you heard there was going to be a vegan week, because this is a very first for the Great British Bake Off, so you can't use any animal products like butter or eggs, which is kind of a foundation for an awful lot of bakers. What was your reaction to that?
When I first heard, I was sort of, bring it on, I can do it. But when it actually came to developing the recipes, this food doesn't taste great. And when you're actually developing the recipes and trying different things, you waste so much time because you bake a cake and it's basically the day is taken up and then you eat it at the end of the day and you go, that doesn't taste very nice. So then you're back to the drawing board again. It was quite a hard week to get the recipes right beforehand to develop them, you know.
And that isn't you saying, you know, oh God, vegan food is rubbish. It's just that this was a brand new skill that you had to learn in a week.
Well, yeah. I've only ever cooked one vegan meal before in my life. You know, everything I have has got meat in it.
You know, when you're in Bake Off, you just mentioned there, you know, you're trying for a week to get this right and come up with these recipes.
Yeah.
Do you spend your whole time during Bake Off baking, or do you have to do your job? You work as a blood courier in Newport. Do you have to do that in conjunction with it?
Yeah, I've got to do everything around my life. My kids still got to go to school in the morning, be picked up on the way home. I've got to work. I've got to bake. It was a very, very tiring, hard work time, but I enjoyed it so much. You know, it was lovely. It was an amazing experience. But yeah, it does take it out of you a bit.
And it really came through how much you adore and love your children. Like, I'll never forget dessert week when you were putting up your ballerina cake and you were wearing a tutu, you know, for your little girls. What did your family make of it?
Yeah, they really loved it. We are a really good, close family, all 4 of my children. And yeah, they really enjoyed it. They thought it was a good laugh. I thought they'd be really embarrassed about going to school the next day, but they were like, bring it on. They loved it.
They obviously have your confidence, do they?
Yes. They do. I try to put the confidence into them.
And this summer, you know, because you filmed all this during the summer, and here in Ireland, we had a really hot summer, and you're in this tent, and it looked like it was sweltering. That must really affect the bakes, you know, when you're using chocolate and stuff.
Yeah, it does, but you've got to take that into consideration. There's two things to take in with this summer was the heat in the tank and also your timing. So you have to sort of balance your bakes to sort of try and cope with that. The chocolate is that I really, really perfected the art of tempering and got that down to a fine art. And also make the chocolate a little bit thicker. And I think that's where like Terry went wrong, as he was trying to be thin and intricate.
Oh yeah, when Terry went, I was bawling crying. I was like, oh my God, Terry. Yeah. Oh God, no. And it sounds like, because you're together every weekend, you know, do you get to have a bit of a laugh and do you go back and have a drink? Are you like, I have to be on the top of my game. I am like an international athlete like Gareth Bale right now. I can't be doing anything like that. Can't be drinking.
Well, yeah, we did. We'd meet up in the night. We'd all go to bed quite early though. But we'd go and have a nice meal in the hotel together. We just all got on so well. It is like a family that, you know, you're 12 people who are totally different, all thrown together in this tent, and you've got to get on. And we really did. We really, really enjoyed each other's company. It was good.
And when Paul Hollywood and Prue Leith, when they're walking around, are they, as you're baking, constantly looking at you? Like, is it like, I can feel them, I can feel them around me?
They're not actually around all the time, because they go and talk to each baker. So, you know, you're like, they're over with Kim Joy, that's fine, I can crack on, you know. Oh, they've got Ruby next, that's all right, I'll just sort of do what I'm doing. And then they come over to you, and then they'll have a little wander around and just sort of keep their beady eyes on you, and it does take you off guard a little bit. But the cameras are the worst thing. They're just constantly on you, you know.
Yeah, you're like, do they have...
get something out the oven. It's like, you get something out the oven. And I'm like, yeah, that's not really that exciting. But the cameramen are like, come on. Come on, let's film this. And I like, chop something. And they're like, oh, wait, John, can we just catch that? And they're like, I'm chopping a vegetable. Like, you know, it's not that exciting.
But now when you're at home in your own kitchen, you're like, where are the cameras, man? I'm chopping a vegetable here.
Yeah, that's it. And the kids go, kids, I'm chopping a vegetable. And they're like, yeah, whatever, Dad. Just leave me, you know.
I'm starving, dude. Give us some food. Is it hard to keep the secrets of Bake Off? Because, like, you know who wins. You've been there at the picnic at the end.
Yeah. Well, it is hard. Like, for my wife, it was really hard because she doesn't like lying. I found it like a game. It was quite fun to, like, invent stories and things for why I was away all these weeks. And everybody asking, well, do you win? And I said, well, you know, watch and find out. So it is hard, but it's also quite fun.
Absolutely. Fair play to you. You have to have a whole second life, like.
Yeah, it was. I felt like I was having, like, some weird affair in this tent, you know, because I was just hiding everything. But my wife knew about it, but no one else. It was really weird, yeah.
That's, yeah, you're like, she's totally in on it. This is absolutely fine. And we did see a preview of next week's episode at the end of the episode last night. And it looks like everyone's wearing a certain type of shirt to honour you, John Jenkins. They all seem to be wearing Hawaiian shirts, which is your staple. Yeah.
I know. It was really, like, when I'd seen the preview of that, I was like, oh, fair play. That was amazing. Because they sent me a photo of them all wearing the shirts as well when they were actually filming it. And it feels like I'm just there for another week. That's how it feels for me. It's amazing.
It's just such a beautiful thing. I'm gutted for you because you did so... I still think you did well. I don't know if you were the right person to go out last night, especially on a leopard print cake. John Jenkins. It has been a pleasure talking to you. I assume you're still baking.
Yeah, still baking. I'm still living it. It's been amazing. And I'm still living it.
John Jenkins from Newport in Wales. It's been a pleasure talking to you. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Murray. Cheers. You have a great day.